Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Look in 1 Kings chapter 12, starting at verse 22. There is a king here by the name of Jeroboam. So we'll just call him King J. Let's just call him King J because we don't know if I'm saying it right or not. So King J, he ruled from a place of fear. He ruled from a place of deception. And he ruled from a place of convenience. And that keeps us from coming in to our expectation. Those things right there. When we're ruling from a place of fear, when we're ruling from a place of deception, or when we're ruling from a place of convenience. You might not be ruling over a kingdom, but you're establishing a rule for your life, the standard that you're going by. So are you going feeding into the fear? Are you feeding into the deception? Are you feeding into the convenience? But the word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, "Speak to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, thus says the Lord, you shall not go up nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Let every man return to his house, for this thing is from me." Therefore, they obeyed the word of the Lord and turned back according to the word of God. Okay, so this is like, you want to call it modern day, this is like a church split that had took place. But the Lord told one group, don't go fight against them, just go chill out. Verse 25, then King J built Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim and dwelt there. Also he went out from there and built Peniel. And King J said in his heart, now the kingdom may return to the house of David. So King J, Jeroboam, he was in a place of fear. He said, wait, the people that I'm ruling over, they may return with him. It was like a split, right? Like a church split. So this group of people went this way. This group of people went this way. So he had his people. He had his people over here. But he's fearful that his people may go over there if they go back and worship God. Verse 27, if these people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn back to their Lord, Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, the king of Judah. So he's in a place of fear. He thinks that if the people go to a place of true worship, that their heart will realign with the other king. And he wants to keep them with him. So he was fearful. Because of his fear, he began to deceive the people. Verse 28, therefore, the king asked advice, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt." So because of his fear, he starts deceiving the people that he's leading. So he says, you know what? I don't want them to go to Jerusalem. I don't want them to go to a place of true worship. So what he does is he makes them some golden calves and he says to them, just stay here in this place of convenience and worship the idols that me, the king, has made for you. Because the king knew that if they really went to the place of true worship unto God, that their hearts would be joined back to what was right. But he wanted to deceive them because he was fearful that he would lose them. So he begins to operate and allow them to operate in a place of convenience. And he's offered them convenience to lull them into this way. Verse 29, and he set up one in Bethel and the other he put in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. He made shrines on the high places and made priests from every class of people who were not the sons of Levi. So he knew the qualifications for people to become priests. But he said, no, we're not going to do it like that. We're going to do it the convenient way. You want to be a priest? You want to be a priest? Whoever wanted to. So he's ruling from his own heart now instead of the dictates of the Lord. He's doing it his way. Why? Because he's fearful that he's going to lose something. He's deceiving the people and he wants to keep them with convenience. So he begins allowing them to put things in place that are not the things of God. Verse 32. So King Jay ordained a feast on the 15th day of the 8th month, like the feast that was in Judah. So he making some copycat stuff. And he offered sacrifices on the altar. So he did at Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And at Bethel, he installed the priests of the high places which he had made. He's doing his own thing. He's rogue. He's not doing it in alignment with the house of God. He's building his own dynasty with his way of convenience for the people. So he made offerings on the altar, which he had made at Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, in the month which he had devised in his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and offered sacrifices on the altar and burned incense. And behold, a man of God. Who came? A man of God. He went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord. And King Jay stood by the altar to burn incense. So all this foolishness is going on, right? He's ruling by the dictates of his own heart. He's more worried about pleasing the people than pleasing God. So God sends a man with a voice to speak against the situation, what was going on. So the man of God comes, and he comes with a word from the Lord, and he confronts the king about what he got going on. Then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David. And on you he shall sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. So he begins to prophesy that somebody is coming to bring things back in alignment according to the word of God. He says, Josiah is coming. Josiah wasn't coming tomorrow. Josiah wasn't coming in 2 weeks. Josiah wasn't even coming in 10 years. Josiah was coming generations later. He was to come, and he said, the man of God said, on this very altar, that he was going to even burn the bones of those who had worshiped idols. Because if you know the story about Josiah, when he came into kingship at a young age, from generation to generation, they were far, 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 far away from God. But God had put it in Josiah's heart for the temple of God to be restored into true worship. So Josiah sent his people into the temple of God, and the priest that was in there showed the worker. He said, look, we found this book amongst the rubble. Well, the book was the book of the law. They brought it back to Josiah and they began to read it, and something in that word gripped Josiah's heart. It wasn't something that he learned from his father. It wasn't something that he learned from his grandfather. It wasn't something that he learned from his great-great-grandfather, because it says they were all wicked, 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 wicked. And then Josiah was grabbed by the Spirit of God to bring forth transformation and to restore true worship unto the people of God. And it was prophesied so long back. The word of God will never fail. As you see in here, we're going to see that men fail. We're going to say that men say that I'm done, and they come out of compliance with the word. But whatever God said, it's coming to pass. Whatever he said concerning that situation, concerning that place, concerning that lineage, though it tarry, make sure you wait for it, because it is surely coming to pass. The word of God is coming to pass. Everything God said about Celebration Tabernacle Church is coming to pass. It don't matter what the people look like. There will be people to carry out the prophetic word, and we could do it with many or we could do it with few. Which one are you? So people get themselves out of the way. People keep themselves from meeting their reaping day, but God's word will not fail. So he's telling them of what was to come. Said, Josiah, he is coming. And on this very altar where y'all acting crazy, the bones of the men who are facilitating these crazy worship are going to be burned. Because Josiah went and he took a walk and he saw the graves. And they said, those are the graves right there of the people who led worship onto the idols. He said, dig up their bones. And he put them on the altar and they burned it up. So God spoke about this hundreds of years before through a man of God. So he delivers the prophetic word. He speaks to the altar, verse 3, and he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord had spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. So it came to pass, when King Jay heard the saying of the man of God, who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, arrest him. So this king that was operating in fear, that was operating in deception, that was operating in convenience, he want to hear the true word of the Lord. So he say, arrest that man, that one right there, arrest him. Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered, so that he cannot pull it back to himself. The altar also was split apart and the ashes poured out. So the man of God, he spoke the word. The king reached out his arm to oppose it. He said, arrest him. Immediately the sign broke forth. The altar split and the ashes poured out. I'm telling you, every resistor, everybody who has pointed their hand out against you to try to stop you, to try to block you, I decree and declare that the works of God, the power of God, the signs of God are showing up to bring forth full manifestation of everything God said as quick as that altar split.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.